Oh, hi, you're here. Goody. Molly and I are reading a book. It's called Merrily We Grow Along. Well, it tells you everything a clown needs to know about growing up. Yep, you want to know something? You just look in the book. Right, Molly? Oh, Molly, it says, if a clown wants to grow, they need to do four things. Well, Molly, do you know what those four things are? Well, it says, if a clown wants to grow, they need to, one, get lots of sleep, two, eat good food, three, get lots of exercise, and four, laugh lots. Hey, that's what I do. I mean, well, I get lots of sleep and I eat good food, I get lots of exercise, and well, life here on the big comfy couch is just one big giggle. With a wiggle and a giggle and some goofy friends. Ha! Well, I must be growing like a weed! Oh, Molly, that's just an expression. Growing like a weed means growing really fast. Hey, where's my tape measure? I want to see how much I've grown since yesterday. That's right, Molly. I'm looking for my tape measure. I know it's in here somewhere. No. No. Aha! Here it is, my handy-dandy tape measure. Mm-hmm. Oh, what does a tape measure do? Well, it lets you measure stuff. Yeah, it tells you how big things are. I like your nose. See? Oh, tape measures can be very tricky. You have to be very careful with them. Okay, Molly, let's measure you first, and I'll be really careful. Very interesting. Huh. Oh, it's nothing, really. It's just that, well, you haven't grown since yesterday, that's all. Oh, don't worry, Molly. It's fine, really. It's perfectly normal. Dollies don't grow. Now it's my turn. I want to see how much I've grown since yesterday. Okay, now, Molly, here we go. You hold this end of the tape. All right. All right, and don't let go. Doo-doo-doo, can't wait to see. Okay, there we go. Now let's see this.
Hubba what?
No. But I haven't grown since yesterday either. Well, but how's that possible? I mean, I'm not a doll, I'm a clown, and clowns are supposed to grow!
Ah, good thinking, Molly. Of course I haven't grown yet. Well, I haven't stretched today.
I just figured adding a bit of extra laughter, you know, might help the cause, Molly. Give the growth process a little boost, you know. Okay, time to measure me again. Ooh, I can hardly wait to see how much that stretching and extra giggles has made me grow. Woo! Okay, tape measure. Oh, thanks, Molly. Now, here we go again. Okay, you hold that end. There we go. Huh. Now let's see. For sure. Hubba wah! No, but... all that stretching didn't do a thing. Well, I haven't grown a millimeter. Not even an inch. Not a zip. Nothing. Let's see what this book has to say about not growing since yesterday. I mean, what am I doing wrong, Molly? I'm doing it right, right? Well, all right, let's see. There's got to be something in here. Ah! Okay, here's something about if a cousin hasn't grown since yesterday, then they should try bouncing up and down 100 times. Perf! Well, bounce 100 times, I can do that. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Change, Molly. I haven't grown one bit. All that bouncing up and down didn't help at all. Oh, this is terrible. I gotta know. When will I grow? I guess that us short people don't know how to grow. 'Cause like it or not, I think that I'm stuck down here below. I'll make a wish that I was big enough to touch the sky. I want a tower above, I want to be big enough. Oh, come on, tell me so, you know that I gotta know when I'm gonna grow. My legs probably forgot what to do. 'Cause I'm still the same, like it or not, shorter than you. I had a dream that I was tall enough to reach the sky. I want a tower above, I want to be big enough. Oh, come on, tell me so, you know. Till I wave to the clouds beneath me, where somewhere up there I'll find my dream. I want a tower above, I want to be big enough. Oh, come on, tell me so, you know that I gotta know when I'm gonna grow. Well, I've tried everything, Molly. What else can I do to make myself grow? Oh, why didn't I think of that? Let's go ask Granny. She knows everything. Granny can grow anything. Maybe she can even grow clowns. Hubba what? Granny!
Hi, Lunette. Hello, Molly.
Ah, oh, look at you! Something weird has happened!
What? What weird happened? Nothing weird happened.
But look at you, Granny! How did you get to be so tall in just one day?
Oh, Lunetka, I didn't grow. I just took my boots off to climb up here on the chair. See?
Oh, Granny. Oh, I really need your help. You're not going to believe this. It's really bad.
Calm down, Lunetka. What's the problem?
I haven't grown one millimeter, not even an inch, since yesterday.
Oh, you haven't grown since yesterday? Oh, my. I see. Lunetka, not every clown grows taller and taller, you know. Especially in one day.
They don't? You mean this is it? Oh.
Oh, that's not what I said, Lunette. Nothing happens overnight. You've got to be patient.
Patient? But Granny, I want to grow right now. Don't you understand?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, not me. Oh, it's not fair.
Why? Is it something I said?
No, it's not you, Bedhead.
It's not?
No, it's Lunette.
Lunette?
Yes, she's upset.
Why is she upset?
She hasn't grown since yesterday.
Oh, hasn't grown since yesterday. Gee, that is bad.
Bedhead, we've got to do something.
You're right, Granny. Gee, I wonder where she could be. No, she's not underneath the gypsy cart.
Lunetka's not behind the laundry.
Gosh, I wonder where she could be hiding. It's almost like she just disappeared.
Oh, look at our own little special delivery. Lunetka, please come out, sweetie.
Why should I? There's no point.
Oh, I could heat up a nice bowl of beetnip borscht for you.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry. Besides, why eat when I'm not going to grow? So, I'm just going to stay here forever.
Forever?
Forever and ever.
Gee, that's an awfully long time. I wonder what I'm going to do with this package. I'll just have to take it back. Oh, well.
A package? What kind of package?
Oh, just a special delivery for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Special delivery for Lunette the Clown. Special delivery for Lunette the Clown. Special delivery for Lunette the Clown.
Bedhead! Just give her the package!
Whoops. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. Oh, boy. Oh, it's from my Uncle Chester. It says, Dear Lunette,
I just returned from the far-off island of Grow-A-Lot, where everything grows big, including the vegetables. I was in a field collecting a specimen of the amazing colossal carrot when who should appear but the biggest, bounciest bunny I'd ever seen. I got scared and began to run away carrying the colossal carrot with me. The big bunny came bouncing after me. I thought I was going to get squished when suddenly he reached down and grabbed the colossal carrot and started munching. It was then I realized that the big bunny wasn't bouncing after me. all he wanted was a snack of colossal carrot. I guess it just goes to prove that if you eat your vegetables, you'll grow up big and strong and bouncy.
Please find enclosed a package of itty-bitty tiny humongous hollyhock seeds. They will let you see what the real meaning of growing up really is. Huh. P.S. Be sure to stand back after you plant them. Hugs and squishes, your Uncle Chester. Humongous hollyhock seeds? Huh?
What's so humongous about those itty-bitty little seeds?
There is only one way to find out.
What's that, Granny?
Let's plant them and see what happens.
Chester wasn't kidding. They didn't grow up, they shot up like a rocket.
No wonder they're called humongous hollyhocks. They're huge.
Oh, not only that, they're big. Whoa, could you imagine growing up that fast? Boy, you wouldn't even fit into any of your clothes, that's for sure.
Well, that wouldn't be any fun. I like my clothes.
Oh, forget about your clothes, Lunette. You wouldn't even be able to fit on your couch anymore.
I wouldn't even fit my big comfy couch.
That's right. You would be too big to fit anything.
Too big to fit anything? That would be terrible. Well, gee, Granny. Well, I think I'd like to take my time growing up. Well, I mean, what's the big hurry anyway?
I'm glad you feel that way, Lunette.
Yeah, I mean, who says bigger is better anyway?
You can say that again. Look at my garden. I've got no room left to plant my beetnips.
Well, thanks for your help, everybody. Molly and I have to go home now. See you later.
Bye-bye. I need to transplant these humongous hollyhocks right away.
Let's go. Huh. Well, Molly, since we have to wait and be patient to grow up, we might as well spend the rest of our time having fun. So, Molly, what would you like to do now? You want to go to doll school? Well, okay. Molly goes to doll school, you know. Come on. Today at doll school, Molly, that keen dolly, is going to learn to count to 10 with a little musical accompaniment by moi, Lunette the Clown. Ahem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10! Attention! Molly the doll has counted all the way to 10. What a doll! Molly, are you ever clever? Well, doll school is done for today. Let's get back to the big comfy couch. Molly, I think you might be the smartest dolly in the whole wide world. I do. You're growing up right before my very eyes. I'm very proud of you. So, you get to pick what we're going to do next. Oh, you want me to read you a story? Okay, dolly, you got it. Now, I know my storybook's in here somewhere. Later. Oh, here we go. And the glass. Found them. Oh, comfy, Molly? Lights, please. Thank you. Let's see. Now. Ooh, well, this story is called Bigger Isn't Better. Once upon a time in Clown Town, there was a very short clown called Milt the Stilt. Milt was very unhappy.
He was always being picked on and teased by the other clowns because he was so short. One day, Milk couldn't take being teased any longer. He was tired of being short. His legs had to grow longer. But how? Then he got an idea. Milk decided to hang by his arms from a tree. He figured the weight of his feet would stretch out his legs and make them longer. But his legs didn't get any longer. But Milk wouldn't give up. He was going to get long legs if it was the last thing he did. Then he came up with another idea. If stretching his legs wouldn't work, maybe growing them longer would. Milt filled his clown shoes with fertilizer. He figured if fertilizer made plants grow, why not his legs, too? But the fertilizer didn't make his legs grow. He just grew weeds in his shoes. Milt was perplexed. How was he going to get taller? Then he came up with a brilliant idea. The next day, Milt walked into Clown Town, a changed clown. He was a good 3 feet taller than anyone else. Everyone in Clown Town stopped, stared, cheered, and applauded. They all wanted to shake his hand and be his friend. They all wanted to know his secret. How did he get to be so tall? Milt didn't grow longer legs. He made them. You silly clowns, Milt said. I'm still the same old Milt you used to make fun of and now want to be my friend just because I'm 5 feet taller. All the clowns felt sorry. Milt was right. He was still the same old Milt. Size doesn't matter. It's who you are on the inside that counts. The end. That was a good story. And Milt was right. I mean, it's what's inside that really counts, right, Molly? Right. And you know what, Molly? No matter whether I'm just a little clown or all grown up, inside I will always have a huge heart of love just for you. You forever and always? Oh, thank you, Molly. Hey... Wait a second! Who made this big? Well, not so much big, really. In fact, little, but important mass. Me? I guess I did, didn't I? Which means I have to clean it up. Big or little, still gotta do it. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! You know, Molly, all this not growing has really tired me out. I'm thinking we should do that get plenty of sleep part of the growing rules. Time for a little nap. Well, see you next time.
And the clown jumped over the moon.